Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for November 6th, 2022. We're going to talk about what good is good. Oh, Jesus said to his disciples, there is none good but God. And so we kind of look at that and think, well, okay, here we are in this world today. What good is he doing or she doing or whatever it doing? What good is good anymore? And how do we define good? It's something, according to the dictionary, that benefits a person. But who's to say what that benefit is and how that benefit might work? So I got this wonderful email from Carrie, who lives in Las Vegas, Nevada, and wrote me a long, long email and said, no matter what I do, no matter how good I do, the good I do is for naught. What good does good do? It's all for naught, she said. And I like Carrie. I like the way she questions everything. She, you know, she grills me real well, and I love it. And we have these little repartees, as it were, about the practice. And she likes it. She likes to talk about it. But she has a point, and our point is this today. No matter what good a person does, no matter how good a person may be, there'll always be someone or something that will take away from that good, and we will find ourselves in the same position over and over and over again. I like watching people talk, and I like listening to what they have to say. It's intriguing at times, but most of the time it's pretty repetitive. And people will complain about what another person is doing and whether or not they're doing the right thing or the good thing. And it gets kind of argumentative. It becomes a debate, as it were. And what good is good in this world? One of the one of the examples Carrie gave was a drop of clean water in a sewer. That's about as much good does. And I understand what she is saying. But here's the deal. And I need to say this, you know, publicly. When we do kind or loving things, it is ridiculous for us to believe that there will be people in this world that will benefit by it or look at it as something relevant to their own life. Everything that is, quote unquote, for the best for people is to break the fetters, the soft fetters that Buddha talked about inside of us. And these are genetic patterns. Sometimes what I think of as good may not be appropriate for you, for what you are going through, or for what you are as a person, or the kind of karma you brought into this world. It may not be the best. It may be that what I offer to you, even here on Aspire, just isn't the very best for you, because what you think of as good may not be what I'm teaching or I am trying to share with you. So you need to go through whatever it is you need to go through. Maybe you need to go through your own karma, a life lived in some kind of karmic menagerie, some kind of karmic difficulty. Maybe that's what it has to be for you. I don't know. Everybody has their own karma. I have it. You have it. So when I would say to you, it would be good for you to do this, that may not be appropriate for you, because maybe you need to suffer. Maybe you need difficulties. Maybe you need to learn the hard way. Buddha talked about it. There are three different kinds of racehorses. The worst kind of racehorse is the one who needs the whip to the marrow of the bone. Now, who's to say that isn't good for that person? Well, I may not like seeing it. I may not want that to happen to somebody I care about, but that may be the karma, the appropriate thing for that person. So who's to say what is good there? Maybe you should have a lot of difficulties, and maybe those difficulties will turn into something more profound, something different, something transformational. How about that? The second kind of racehorse is the one that needs it, the whip to the skin. And who's to say that isn't good? Well, maybe you need that. Maybe you won't do anything until you feel the sting of what you've done in the past, or the sting of what you might do, the consequence. Maybe you're suffering from a consequence of lack of consciousness, and this is what you need in your life to get you to see the light. Maybe so. But the greatest racehorse is the one who lives by the shadow of the whip, who is aware of what is going on in the world and the consequences that can ensue when a person does not understand the nature of life itself or the nature of love. Now, once you understand this in any way, shape, or form, you can then ascertain for yourself goodness. To me, goodness is mercy. It is compassion and mercy. It is the mercy to recognize and understand the nature of love that lives within every gesture we make. To me, that is goodness. It is the goodness to forgive. It is the goodness to have mercy. It is the goodness of kindness. And that goodness doesn't last long here, as Superman said. I have the Four Noble Truths of Greg Penn, and I have no problem sharing them with you, and they're terrible. The first one is, no good deed goes unpunished, okay? So there you are, Carrie. No matter what you do, there will be somebody there to misunderstand the good you're doing. You can't teach a pig to sing. It wastes your time and annoys the pig. That's my second one. I believe Mark Twain said that, and it is true. You can't make people do the things that, well, they ought to do if they're going to have an outcome that's going to bring about kindness. And then there is a Superman's inside as he was flying away, as he said to Lois Lane, nothing good ever lasts long on this planet. And that is true too, because there's always someone who likes to watch the city burn. And that's basically what it's all about with most people. Do you understand these things? They're very, very important to ascertain within. But the most difficult one, obviously, is the whole idea that whatever is good here on the planet, whatever is good, it doesn't last long because inside of us, we have lost our sense of goodness. We don't seek goodness. We don't seek mercy. We are highly competitive. And in that competition that we are in, we make it very difficult for ourselves to awaken spiritually. So with all that being said, and the difficulty of all of that being said, we miss the meaning of our life, which is to make goodness the way of our life, the effort of our life, the livingness of us. If you can't do that, then what do you really have in this world? To me, it is more important to bring goodness and mercy into every experience and to give forgiveness wherever you can. I can't say that enough, to forgive. It is huge. I hope that answers your question, Carrie. And I want to thank you for your beautiful emails and all the things we get to talk about. And please forgive me. Namaste. I'll be back next week. I hope you'll join me. Thank you for listening. Namaste.